Hello, hello, everyone. This is Chris, IMPM Worldwide Radio Live, episode 15. I am in, of course, Fort Myers, Florida currently, and getting ready for my event this weekend in Atlanta, Dreams Come True, happening September 12th at Via Restaurant. Definitely check out Via Restaurant, viarestaurant.net. The event will go from 8 o'clock to 12 a.m. Definitely come through. Right now I want to kind of go through a roll call of some of the ladies and talent that I know aren't going to be able to make it at this point. Shanice Caldwell out of Tampa, Kavita Cheyenne, Kavita Cheyenne out of Fort Lauderdale, Rhea Imperia out of Fort Myers, Amaryllis Vargas out of Fort Myers, Alina Kalazuva. She's going to be in town, but she won't be able to make the event. Fantasia out of Fort Myers, and also Dana Codex out of Los Angeles. They're all involved in the event, but they won't be there in person. Want to say thanks to Jose Cuervo Platino for being involved with the event. Definitely check them out at their website, josecuervoplatino.com. They have a pretty interesting story over the last 200 years in regards to making tequila. Check it out. Some of the other sponsors I want to give a shout out to include NVH Images out of New York, New Jersey area. You have to take a look at their work. Jasmine Design and Photography in Miami, and also fashion photographer Kalinde Thompson of OPP Studios. If you go to my website, if you go to the website www.imtmworldwide.com, all of their links are on the website. You can check them out. The purpose of the show, of the shows that I'm doing this week, because I'm also doing one Wednesday and Thursday, is to introduce you to some of the talent, the guests, and the sponsors of Dreams Come True. It's a lot of people involved. I'm very happy that I've managed to schedule, you know, all these people to get together. Some of the talent include Krista Elise, Collins Twins, Jason D. LeBron, Danny Monique, Devon Ray, Jerrica Lynn, Beatrice Jean, Juanita Michelle, Jada Chambers, Tia Geis, Galan Mense, Kalinda Intasani. All of these ladies are going to be there. Also, as far as my guests, Jaguar Magazine publisher Tanisha Leslie, editor of Don Diva Magazine, Madison Kelly will be there. Media consultant Lanisha Renee will be there. Fashion stylist Tara Renee will be there. Casting director Lynette McKinney and also casting director Alexis Nicole will be there. Music artist Oso Lardy is going to be in the house. Fashion stylist Beatrice Bimbo will be there. Fashion stylist Jessica Wall is involved in the event, as well as Chef Troy Walker. And also to keep everything going, DJ E. Shorty out of Virginia is going to be there. A couple more sponsors: Music Pro Entertainment out of Fort Myers, Graffiti Clothing out of Atlanta is actually making me an outfit for the event, as well as Chisholm Media Group will be involved in the event. And again, check out my website www.intmworldwide.com. You can check out all these companies and more. Shout out to Flying Without Wings. They've provided a lot of my music in the past for my TV show and other projects. They are now in Los Angeles. I'm very happy about that. I'll play a couple of their tracks as the evening progresses. Also, one more thing. Topic of the hour is, do you want help to move forward? This could be applicable to anybody. If you're an individual and you're trying to start a business of some sort, if you're a talent or you think you have some kind of a talent and you want to be able to move forward with it, what's going to be involved in you moving forward? Are you willing to ask for the help? Are you willing to do the research to find out who to ask for the help? And if someone reaches out to give you the help, do you take advantage of it or not? That's going to be my topic of the hour as the evening progresses. So with that being said, looks like I already have a couple of callers on the line, so let's see if we can get this show started. Let's see here. Make sure my volume is up. Got somebody from 704 area code, so let's see who this is. Hello? caller.
Hey.
Hey, it's Quenita Michelle. How are you doing?
Hey, Chris. How are you? I'm doing good.
I am excellent. So you actually are the first caller this evening. How does it feel? I don't have any prize money for you or anything tonight, but
I was looking on Facebook and I seen where you know the show starts at 7, so I said let me call in and say what's up to Chris.
All right. All right, well hold on, let's see if I can give you this one.
All right.
Yay. There you go. Got my crowd showing for you in the background. I know you like that. So, well, do this for me. I want everybody to know who you are. So give everyone a brief description of yourself as far as who you are, where you're from, all that kind of good stuff.
Hello, everyone. I'm Quenita Michelle, and I'm from North Carolina. And I've actually known Chris for a couple months, so I am proud to be a part of the ITM team. Oh. I'm sorry. But, so I'm fairly new and everything, so this is the first event Sunday. Can't wait to meet everybody. This is my first time even meeting Chris and all the other models, so it's exciting. Sounds great.
Cool. Well, I'm definitely excited. You know, like you said, it's going to be our first time actually meeting.
I am TM. Okay, got it.
I was going to let you off the hook, but you even brought it up. this is going to be my first time getting to meet you after, you know, talking to you, you know, either on the phone or online. It's actually my first time getting a chance to meeting a lot of the ladies technically for the first time. And, of course, some of the ones who I haven't seen in a long time, you know, get to see them again. It's going to be pretty cool. So I'm excited about that. I'm going to ask you this. What do you feel... in regards to as far as modeling, I know we actually had, you know, a discussion about it the other night. What are some of the things that you know that you want to pursue at this point? You know, maybe some things have changed over the few years because you have been pursuing modeling, but, like, for the next year or two, what are some of the things that you're going to be looking at doing?
Looking at taking it to, like, a different level other than just urban and, you know, the booty, this and that, you know. It's cool, you know, being sexy, modeling and everything. But just different level, like maybe doing, like, campaigns, trying to get into doing commercials, things like that, outside of just music videos and just, you know, just not just being labeled as just an urban this and that, just urban model and all that. Just take it up a step, and I would really like to get more paid jobs. That would be so cool, really.
Yeah.
I would move for that, you know what I'm saying? I would move, and I would travel real fast if it's like paid gigs. But I understand, you know, I'm just trying to expand outside of my area and everything anyway. Meet more people.
Well, what I was going to say is that I definitely can appreciate that. And like I said, from your previous experiences, you know, prior to me, if anything, and I know if anything in the past, you know, few weeks, I definitely appreciate you being able to deliver, you know, your headshots and stuff like that, because there are, you know, things out there that, you know, definitely can pay money and, you know, can pay a nice chunk of money. You know, like I said, TV and film is where it's at. You know, and if you can get some of those things, everybody else will come after you, you know, because you'll have that visibility, you'll have that following that nobody can really dispute at that point, you know. So I'm really happy about that. Let me ask you one more question, because I actually have some other callers calling in right now. My topic for the hour was do you want help to move forward? One of my guy friends, he had hit up the posting I put up earlier, and he was like, you know, he made the comment, you know, a lot of people say they want to get started, they want to do this and do that, but when it's actually presented in front of them, they kind of disappear. And that's why I've looked at it for a long time. What do you feel in regards to just being able to move forward? You know, what is it with some who, even if they are presented with, you know, something, you know, somebody sincerely wanting to help them, what do you think it is that people would reject it?
Okay.
In your opinion.
All right. What would I think if somebody wanted help what would I think it is that you talking about somebody would reject it? Like, can you?
No, just say, just briefly, just it's a matter of, let's just say if, okay, let's say if it is a paid gig and someone says, here's the information that we would need to be able to submit you, why wouldn't that person give that information? Because it happens every day.
Well, I mean, if you win him on the job bad enough, obviously you're just going to do what requires to be submitted for the job. I mean, it's just a simple, I mean, and yeah, I would want help from somebody like that's really trying to help me too, that's, you know, at least meet me halfway. A lot of people don't even, don't get me started. A lot of people don't even try to meet you halfway on nothing. That's why I don't want to be bothered anymore. I'm really picky now about who I want to work with, you know, and I want, honestly, I need feedback and everything. So, I mean, I think if you have somebody that's just working, trying to really help you, and it's going to benefit both of y'all, I mean, why would you not? I mean, I wouldn't understand that. But, you know, everybody's different, so I'm just speaking personally from me, my point of view, how I feel about it.
Well, I appreciate your thoughts. It's probably going to be a topic I'll have to do another time because I know I told a lot of people to call in tonight, and I think they actually are going to be calling in. So I won't be able to talk to everybody as long as I would normally do. But definitely it'll probably be a topic I'll bring up again in a week or two. But definitely appreciate your thoughts on that. I'm glad that you called in because that way everybody knows that, hey, guess what? Juanita Michelle is coming. If you want to see some images of her, you know, go to my website, www.imtnworldwide.com. Go into Model Albums, and you'll see some images of Juanita Michelle. If you've seen my Facebook or Twitter and all my other pages, she's on the event flyer as well. So she is going to be there. If you ever wanted a chance to, you know, find out what a true blue talent in the industry, you know, doing on a professional level is, here she is. So definitely come through this Sunday, September 12th. Atlanta, Georgia, Via Restaurant. Check out the site, viarestaurant.net, as far as the venue, and we're all going to be there. So, Juanita, I definitely appreciate you coming on the show. Any other last little tidbits you want to give us?
Not really. I can't wait to meet everybody that's going to be there. So, see you guys in the A on Sunday. That's it. Peace out.
All right. You take care. I'll talk to you later, okay?
All right. Bye.
All right. Bye. All right, everyone, that was Ms. Juanita Michelle out of Charlotte, North Carolina. Hopefully, like I said, everybody will come and get to meet her. She's really nice. She really takes good pictures, of course. And like I said, she's really passionate about what she wants to do. And if you leave some of the situations she just came out of, it'll turn your stomach. I have another caller, 574 area code. I'm not actually familiar with that one, so let's see who this is. Hold on one moment. Hello, caller, how you doing?
Yeah, what's going on? This is your boy, El Capitan. You know what I'm saying? I'm calling you from over here in Indiana. Basically, it's like borderline Indiana, Chicago, where I'm at right now.
All right. Hey, you know what? Dang, you had a Facebook request for me. I hadn't gotten around to it yet. I remember the name. How you doing, man?
Everything's good. All is well. I just, you know, I'm real good friends with Jason Lee. You know what I'm saying? I'm a big follower and supporter of her career. You know what I'm saying?
Cool.
And, you know, of course, I had to call and, number one, give her shout out. And, number two, give you your credit and respect due on your movement. I've definitely been following up on what you're doing for the game. And, you know, I just wanted to give you, you know, your credit due and your homage paid. And, you know, that's just coming from real dude to a real dude, you know?
Wow, I appreciate that, man. I do work hard, and I try to do what I can. That's all I can say on that. So you say you know, technical Midwest, and you actually might be the first person out there that I've ever talked to before.
Well, I mean, I'm not from out here. I was born in L.A., and I lived in New York pretty much most of my life, and I'm just out here doing some promo for my label. You know, I got two record labels that are independent that I'm working on building up right now, a couple of artists. And,
What are they?
Well, one is a hip-hop label, and one it's more of an R&B and alternative music label, mostly marketing, you know, the kids and, you know, the youth. So, you know, one is basically for the big boys and big girls, and one's for the youth, you know what I'm saying, to kind of, you know, separate, but still at the same time still work together, you know.
Okay, cool. True, give the audience your website so everyone can check it out.
Yeah, let me ask you a question now. I'm interested in, you know, trying to bring some, you know, models to the forefront. I have a lot of models that want to work, and, you know, they come to me a lot of guidance, being that my mother was in the modeling game and in the music industry, and, mm-hmm. you know, same thing here. So, you know, I just wanted to know if you need any help or assistance in promotions or in marketing or even finding talent, because I got my hands on all three. So if you need my assistance, I'm out here for you.
Oh, well, shoot. Like I said, I'm always looking to try to, you know, hit all points as far as the mission goes. I mean, I'm steadily trying to branch out. I finally have a talent in L.A. and New York now. So that's a definite start for me. I haven't really touched, you know, the Midwest really up till now. I've had some bites, but nobody ever really, you know, serious came about to where it was worth it for me to kind of put myself out there, so to speak. So, yeah, I mean, you definitely can talk offline as far as that goes. Yeah, sure.
Oh, yeah, most definitely. Well, definitely keep the grind up. I definitely see what you're doing. I see your team shining, and I'm definitely proud of you, and everything should work out, God willing, and definitely, you know, push that Jace Lee. She's definitely going to crush the game real soon, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, we'll chop it up online and whatever, and, you know, just accept the request, and we'll get a chance to chop it up, brother.
Will do. I appreciate you coming on, man.
No doubt at all. I'll check in next time, too.
All right. Thanks, man.
No doubt. Peace.
All right. Peace. All right, y'all. That right there kind of shows and proves again. Hey, guess what? You have fans all over the place. You never know where they might pop up. And guess what? They will support you if you ask them to. That was El Capitan out there in the Chicago, Indiana area, shouting out Ms. Jace Lee LeBron. Just a quick recap. I have another caller. I think I know who that is right there. Over the last couple of minutes, we've had Ms. Juanita Michelle, repping Charlotte, North Carolina. She's going to be at Dreams Come True this Sunday in Atlanta, Georgia, at VIA. Again, thank you for all the sponsors and guests and talent that are going to be coming out there. Dreams Come True is going to be featuring Jose Cuervo Platino, so definitely check out their website at josecuervoplatino.com. Again, some of our other sponsors include Music Pro Entertainment, Jasmine Design and Photography, Chisholm Media Group, MVH Images, OPP Studios, just a whole bunch of people. Graffiti Clothing is going to be there, who I already know what my shirt looks like, but I'm not sure about my jeans yet, so I'm patiently waiting. Hopefully I don't be in some draws or something, you know. But anyway, so definitely, you know, if you're in Atlanta or if you're surrounding area and you don't have nothing to do this weekend, you can go ahead and follow through. We have a lot of people that you've seen in magazines, you've seen them on some TV programs, you've seen them in a fashion show, you've seen them in a music video. They're all going to be there live and in living color, and you actually have an opportunity to talk to them. And guess what? Some of the guys, you actually get a 5-minute meet and greet with some of them as well, too, but only if you show up. So, that all being said, let's see who this other caller is. Looks like a 239 number, so let's see who this is. Hold on. Hello, caller. Who is this?
Yo, y'all know who it is. It's Jace Lee.
It's Jace Lee. Go figure. Here she is. Hey, Jace Lee. How you doing?
How you doing?
Yeah, pretty good. So did you get the, I don't know if you got to get the, hear your shout out there from Mr. El Capitan, did you?
Yeah, I did. Matter of fact, thank you, El Capitan, for putting me out there.
That was pretty cool. That's an actual IMTN Worldwide Radio first right there. So, no, you know what? Actually, it isn't. Let me go back. Cat Black called in for Dio Lino one time a couple of months ago, so he's the second one to do that for you. So that's still pretty cool and pretty awesome. And at the end of the day, that's, you know, way on the other side of the country from where we are. So that's pretty hot right there. So, how you doing?
I'm doing good. I'm a little bit nervous. This is like my first time ever doing this, so I'm like all, you know, taking it how it comes, but It's pretty cool. I'm enjoying myself.
Oh, it's cool. So I can start asking you about sine and cosine and geometry and everything, huh?
No.
No, I'm not going to do that for you. Well, first and foremost, I'm excited. Of course, you know, the weekend is coming up. The event flyer is out. Everybody's seen it. You're on it. A lot of the other ladies are on it. We're going to be in Atlanta for the weekend. Tell everyone, you know, a little bit about you as far as, you know, where you're from, the model, you know, some of your modeling, and just about you a little bit.
Well, first and foremost, my name is Daisy LeBron. I am 22 years old. I rest my head in a small little town called Fort Myers, Florida. I am from Puerto Rican descent. Sí, yo hablo español. what more can I say? I am a high fashion and runway model. That's what I'm aspiring to be. That's what I am. I know aspiring to be. That's who I am. And pretty much, I don't know. What else, Chris? Come on, help me out here.
That's a good start. That's a good start. What is it that you feel that would be the thing that's most important to you in regards to just your pursuit from, I guess, well, let's just say now from maybe 6 months ago? I'll take that back. What do you think, as far as your attitude-wise, has changed from 6 months ago till recently in regards to just modeling and everything?
Well, it's like our event that we're going to have on Saturday, it's self-explanatory. Dreams come true.
Sunday.
Because
Sunday.
A couple months
Sunday.
Ago, oh, sorry, Sunday. Sunday, y'all. Sunday, be there or be square. No, but on Sunday, it's like a couple months back, it was all a dream to me. It was like, oh, my God, it's never going to happen. I'm never going to be, you know, who it is that I want to be in life. I'm never going to be out there. I'm never going to do what it is that I want to do. And I don't know, I came across you, and everything just changed. And I'm so excited. I was like, I have something to, like, not live for, because I've always had something to live for, but I've had something to look forward to each and every day I wake up of my life. So I know my attitude has changed a lot because I look forward to things now. As to before, it wasn't, like, all that nice,
mm-hmm.
I would say.
Hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, just leave that like that.
Yeah. Well, the thing, and you know me and my spiel, it's just a matter of I've never promised anything to anybody other than I'm going to do my darndest to help you help what you already are doing. You know, I'm a facilitator more than anything, but there's a lot of stuff that I do that typically other people aren't going to do, won't do, because it takes too much time, whatever, whatever. And all I've ever asked is, you know, equal share. You know, if their effort is there, I'm going to put in the effort. I'm always going to be working. And the two put together is always there. But guess what? If stuff is happening to where it will prevent that, like in your case, you had a wedding that pretty much took you off the radar for a month. But see, you told me way before then, hey, Chris, between this time and this time, I'm going to be pretty much gone because I'm going to be helping my mom and da-da-da-da-da, right?
Yeah.
Did one time between that period of time, did I ever, you know, bug out on you that you weren't able to do anything?
No, because we had communication, and communication is the key to, like, everything. Communication, trust, loyalty, and respect, that's what I live by. So I believe that, like, when you're in a business with somebody or when you're just, you know, day by day, it doesn't even have to be a business, like, day by day, when you're out there doing what it is that you do, you have to have loyalty, you have to have respect for yourself. And communication, how can you sit here and communicate with somebody? Like, you have to have these things, and these are key things that you need. And we have that, so we're good money.
Yeah, and like I said, at the end of the day, I've always just said that, you know, just let me know stuff because I can work around it. But if I don't know, I'm always going to probably going to assume for the worst because I can't put anybody out there if I don't know if they possibly are not able to do something. That just puts me in a bad position. And like I said, I've lost just a lot of stuff in the past from doing that, and I've had to just kind of tighten my belt a little bit and have to actually enforce that. I mean, it's actually in my contract. So it's like, you know, when am I going to draw my personal line? You know, I have to do it sometime or another. So this year I'm doing it. So we'll see how things work out. Let me ask you one more question. Here's an easy question. You said, you're talking about fashion modeling and things of that nature. Let's just say, over the next 2-3 years or whatever, what would be something very exciting for you to have accomplished?
Oh, wow. Well, everybody knows. Not everybody. If you know me, you know I'm a Victoria's Secret fanatic. I'm a Victoria's Secret fan. My favorite color is pink. Come on. If you look at my Facebook, everything is pink. So my thing, my goal, it's either in 2-3 years, 5 years. I don't have a time limit, but I would love to be a Victoria's Secret runway model.
Sounds like somebody be in New York soon, huh? But anyway.
Well, I'm moving, right?
There you go. Well, this is all I'm going to do. I really appreciate you being on. Like I said, I'm trying to make sure that everybody does call in throughout the next couple of days who are going to be coming, okay? And, of course, you're welcome to call in any time the show is on. Now that you kind of have an idea of everything, it sounds like you're pretty comfortable to me for somebody who's never done it before.
Because I know you.
is that what it is? Oh, okay. Definitely, well, I didn't ask you no hard questions. You got lucky today. Definitely, call in other shows and whatnot, and, of course, continue to tell people about the event. Like I said, Sunday the 12th is not too far away. Trying to make it a really, really, really nice affair. But I do appreciate it. I'm going to see if I can get some of these other callers on the line. I have somebody else actually holding right now. So in the meantime, Jason Lee, you can see Jason Lee LeBron on www.intnworldwide.com under Model Albums, also under Testimonies, where you have some video footage of her at a recent photo shoot. So if you want to check her out, see what she's looking like, please do so. In the meantime, Jason Lee, I will talk to you soon, okay?
Okie dokie. You guys be there or be square. Sunday, September 12th? Be there
Sunday,
or be square.
September 12th. There you go. All right. You take care, okay?
Right. Will do. Likewise. Bye.
All right, everyone. That was Miss Jason Lee LeBron out of Fort Myers, Florida. I hope y'all enjoyed that little conversation. She's really nice, really sweet. And she's really determined. So if you can't tell that from that conversation, wait until you meet her in person. So let's keep it moving. I got all these callers. Got 863 area code. Let's see who this is. Hello, caller. How you doing?
Yo, what's good?
Hey, what's going on?
This is Y'all Girl Dope Star JoJo. I'm giving a shout out to Jaycee LeBron.
Oh, man, look, Jay Philippe, fans and stuff is calling in left and right. How are you doing this evening?
I'm doing good. I'm doing great.
Good, good. Actually, you know what? Now that I think about it, I think you have Facebook requests on my page, too.
Yeah.
See, I remember everything, but sometimes, like I said, I am pretty busy this week, so it's hard for me to get to some of the requests, but I do remember them, so now that you're calling in. So where are you calling from?
Well, I stay in Florida, but I'm born and raised in Jersey.
Oh, okay. Wow, NJ. Okay. How long have you been in Florida?
For 4 years.
Oh, wow. You like it?
Nah. I want to move back up north.
You're trying to move back too, huh?
Yeah. I like it out there. It's a better life.
Okay, well, if the audience doesn't know, I'm actually born in Queens, New York myself. So my southern stay has been, a couple of decades now, and I don't know, my travels might take me a couple of different places over the next month or so, but Queens is where I reside. I don't get to go that much. Hopefully before the end of the year, I definitely will be up there again, so I feel where you're coming from a little bit on that. So,
yeah.
So how long have you known Jaycee Lee?
For a little bit. I just got to know her recently and shit. I see she's doing her little modeling. I see she's doing her thing since she got goals. I see she's trying to move back up north for modeling, which I really look up to her. I'm looking up. She's doing her thing. I give her props. I used to do modeling back in the day, so I'm looking forward to that in the future. So.
Okay. Well, definitely, Jason Lee, you know, she's a pretty strong person, and, you know, if you don't look up to anybody, she's pretty cool to do that with, and she's always willing to help, and she's friendly, of course. You know, most people who do know her know that, and that's pretty cool. I'm really glad that you called in. Definitely, if you know other people who are, you know, in, you know, the want of trying to do stuff, you know, have them hit her up. She knows what she's talking about. She knows what she wants to try to do. So definitely, you know, keep in contact. I'll make sure I add you on, you know, after the show, so that way you'll be able to kind of see everything that's always going on with me. So that way you'll be able to stay in touch with me as well, okay?
Yeah. All right. That's what's up.
Cool. All right. Well, I appreciate you calling again, okay?
All right. Cool.
All right, take care.
You too.
All right, bye-bye. Wow, so check that out. Jason Lee had another fan called in. And, yeah, I do get busy sometimes, and that's why, if anything, I always try to get people to send a message when they send a request of any kind, because I'm all over the place, and I don't necessarily look at certain things as opposed to others, especially like this week. I'm doing detailed event blasts of all the talent, all the sponsors, all of the guests, and so other things kind of, you know, it's just me doing all this, so it's kind of hard sometimes. But hey, right there, boom, boom, two people back to back. I know who they are now, so I'll definitely work on that. Let me do this while it looks like I have a quick little break. I'm going to take a chill. And I'm going to let y'all listen to a little bit of music. Actually, I'm going to start off with one of Flying Without Wings' newest tracks first tonight. It's called Live It Up. As I said, Flying Without Wings, they're based out of Grand Rapids, Michigan. You can check them out at www.fw2music.com. One half of the group, Ironic, is in L.A. now. The other half, VC, he's going to be moving, I think, the end of this month. So I'm very excited about their move. I've known them for a long time. I started helping them out as far as consulting, and they've just grown over the last year. They're doing big stuff. So, but here's one of their newest tracks. Check it out. Live It Up. This is Chris, INTN Worldwide Radio, taking a quick break. Thanks. Peace.
We gonna do it for B.I.G., baby. We gonna do it like it ain't never been done before. We gonna do it so B.I.G., baby. We gonna do it like it ain't never been done before. Bring on the goose, a little absolute, baby, bring that velveteen. We gonna mix it all, you gonna think it was New Year's. Bring on the goose, a little absolute, baby, bring that velveteen. We gonna mix it all, you gonna think it was New Year's. Baby, wanna go in, party, party. Lift it up, a Cardi, Cardi. Gonna dance, I'm so unstoppable. FW2, so untoppable. Oh, they look at me like, ooh la la. I'm crazy, it's like Miss Gaga. But if I ever meet Miss Gaga, I'ma eat it up like rah, 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 rah. Here we go, pour it up and drink some more. And this before we even hit the club. So we be so toe up before we hit the dough. Mix the light with the dark. We sippin' on that jungle fever. Ready, set, hit the mark. Ironic will make you a believer. Like that. Do it, do it. Like this. Raise your hand up in the air.
If you think that's in the pain.
Do it, do it.
Like that.
Now do it, do it.
Like this.
Now raise your hand up in the air.
If you think that's in the pain. I want to see you dance. Put your hand in the air.
Okay.
I want to see you dance. Put your hand in the air.
Okay.
I want to see you dance. Put your hand in the air.
Right.
I want to see you dance. Now put your hand up in the air.
Uh-huh.
I want to see you dance.
Put your hand
in the air. I want to see you dance.
Put your hand
in the air. I want to see you dance. Now put your hand up in the air. I want to see you dance. Now put your hand up in the air. It up and drink some more, and this before we even hit the club, so we be so toe up before we hit the dough. Mix the light with the dark, sipping on that jungle fever. Ready, set, hit the mark, BC will make you a believer.
Throw your hands in the air, we gon' party like we just don't care. We gon' have a
like that.
Now do it good.
Like this.
Now raise your hand up in the air.
If you think that you can pay, do it, do it.
Like that.
Do it, do it.
Like this. Raise your hand up in the air.
If you think that you can pay,
do it, do it.
Like that.
Now do it, do it.
Like this.
Now raise your hand up in the air.
If you think that you can pay,
throw your hand up in the air. We gon' party like we just don't care. We gon' have a good time. And leave it up because tonight is our night. Throw your hands in the air. We gon' party like we just don't care. We gon' have a good time. And leave it up because tonight is our night.
All right, that was Flying Without Wings, Live It Up, one of their newest tracks. This is Chris, IMTN Worldwide Radio, live in Fort Myers, Florida. Episode 15, Pumping Dreams Come True all this week. I'm going to do an episode tomorrow and also Thursday night. Not sure about Friday, but definitely the next two nights. I want to try to make sure that I have as many of the guests, the sponsors, and the talent that are going to be participating in Dreams Come True call in to, you know, basically introduce themselves to you, some of the potential people coming to my event, which hopefully is all of Atlanta, of course. Haha. Definitely, I want to say thank you to Quanita Michelle, who called in, and also Jason Lee LeBron. Quanita is out of Charlotte, North Carolina, and is coming to Atlanta. Jason Lee LeBron is out of Fort Myers, Florida, and she's coming to Atlanta as well. These are two young ladies that are strong-minded. They know what they do, you know, want to try to do, and they know they want to try to do it in a certain way. And that certain way, you know, usually is shunned upon by other people in the industry per se. I'm not that one. I want to do it the way they say they want to try to do it, and I'm willing to work with them, you know, as long as they're willing to work with me. Again, let me give a quick shout out to some of the ladies who I know won't be able to attend, at least as of right now. Dana Codex out of Los Angeles, Fantasia out of Fort Myers, Olena Kaluzova out of Atlanta, Amaryllis Vargas and Rhea Imperia also out of Fort Myers, Kavita Cheney out of Fort Lauderdale, and Shanice Caldwell out of Tampa Bay area. A lot of these ladies I've known for a little bit of time, some longer than others, but they're all very talented, very beautiful, very smart, and really cool to be around. So check them out on the website, www.imtmworldwide.com, under Model Albums. Amaryllis, Rhea, and Fantasia have new pictures. Shanice has some new pictures, and working on them with Kavita. Dana has a lot of pictures, of course, and Alina is going to be shooting soon, so happy about that. Thanks to Jose Corvo Platino for being involved once again with the event. Can't wait to see their representation Sunday. Visit JoseCuervoPlatino.com to check out their story about, you know, what it takes to actually make a really good tequila. It's a pretty cool story, actually. They have visuals and everything. Some of our other sponsors, NVH Images out of New York. I'm really happy to have known or gotten to know them, because when I start going to New York, that's probably going to be my main photographer. Seriously, she does makeup as well. She has some outstanding images. Jasmine Design and Photography in Miami. She shot Amaryllis, Kalinda, Krista, and others. She's really good to work with. Makes you very comfortable to get stuff done. Who else are some of the sponsors? Oh, Kende Thompson of OPP Studios in Atlanta. He's going to be doing the videography and photography for my event. So that's going to be very exciting for me to have some shots done. Some interviews will be done, so be looking out for that. As I mentioned earlier in the show, the purpose of this show during this week is to pump the guests and the sponsors and the talent. Some of the other sponsors do include Music Pro Entertainment. They handle a lot of video production work, music production. They also do graphic design, and they're very good. Graffiti clothing, he's actually creating a clothing ensemble for me for the event. I've never had that done before, so I'm really excited about that. Chisholm Media Group, Akeisha, I've known like forever now. She created the Innovative Model and Talent Management logo. She created my TV show event flyer. She pretty much done all of my event flyers except for a few. A lot of my company branding. She made the current event flyer for Dreams Come True. She can really help you out. All you got to do is have an idea and tell her what you want, and she'll get it to you. So definitely hit her up. And the others on my website, www.intmworldwide.com, and go to, I think it's INTM blog roll, and you'll see all the links of the different companies that are going to be there. Some of my guests. I have a lot of guests coming and are a part of the event. Tanish Leslie, the publisher of Jador Magazine, I've known her for a long time now. She's really nice. I've actually appeared in one of her issues before, and I just respect her a lot. And we're just cool. I mean, of all the people I've ever known in Atlanta, as far as on the business side, she's like the coolest one. I really do value her friendship a lot. Madison Kelly, she's the editor of Don Diva magazine. I just recently met her. I'll meet her for the first time in person in Atlanta. She's really cool. She's also a writer for Craze magazine. She also has her own production company and catering company. So she does a lot. And she's a casting director, by the way. Lanisha Renee. Lanisha interviewed me a few years ago when I did a show magazine casting in Atlanta, and I was on her radio show. That's how I came across her. She's a media consultant in the Atlanta market, and if you have a business or a product or a service and you need the best way to get it out there, she's the person to go to. Lynette McKinney is going to be there. She's a casting director. She casts for different things, theater, television, film, music videos and such. So she's a professional to get in front of. Alexis Nicole will be up there. Alexis contacted me a year ago in regards to a BET casting, and a couple of my talent did attend. Krista Elise actually had an opportunity to where for the first time she was, reading teleprompter stuff, which is, a good experience. So Alexis is pretty cool. Also Lottie, artist out of North Carolina. She's now in Atlanta. She's going to be in the house, so if you're music-related, you need to come and see what she's up to, what she's doing. She has a lot of ties within the music industry, so she would be good to kind of network with. I have some fashion stylists that are involved in this event, Beatrice Bimbo out of Atlanta, Jessica Wall, and Tara Renee out of South Florida. Tara I know because she's worked with Krista Elise a few times, so I know her work. I know her work ethic. She's really cool. Jessica Wall, I know through Tara, and I've seen some of her stuff, and they're both just aces in my book. If anybody's seen my detailed blast on Twitter and Facebook, you can, kind of get a gist of, how deep I think of them. So definitely check them out. All of these people, of course, like I say, you can, find about on my website or my Twitter. Twitter is Intellect ATL. You can pretty much check out all the stuff that I talk about, all these good people. Chef Troy Walker, he's in Atlanta. This will be my first time getting to meet Troy. If y'all heard the show yesterday, Sunday, I should say. We've known each other for almost a year and a half, but we've just never been able to, get up together. So, but I know him. He's also started his own, catering business in Atlanta. He's also a personal chef. So he has skills, need to use them. Like I said, if you hit him up, you'll never be hungry. DJ E. Shorty out of VA, she's like bringing like half of Virginia with her, it seems like, to the event. So I'm very excited with her. When my man Kenneth Clark of CRC Marketing hit me up about her and sent me some music, I was at the library at the time, and I ended up listening to like everything she had, and I don't do that for a lot of people, much less a DJ. So I ended up booking her based off of that. So I'm very excited that she's coming, and she's going to make sure that my environment is what I want it to be in regards to people networking, it being conducive to you meeting somebody and not being distracted by Big Booty Judy. So those are some of the guests, some of the sponsors, the talent that's going to be coming. Again, shout out to Flying Without Wings, who I wish was able to come. I haven't seen Carissa in forever, but heck, I might see them in L.A., you never know. Also, my topic of the hour, you know, do you want help to move forward? In any sense of the word, if you're a business person, you know, trying to do something on the entertainment side, if help is there, do you reach out for it or do you ignore it and or shun it altogether as if it wasn't really offered in the first place? So that's a topic that if anybody wants to call in and talk about, we definitely will. Let's see. I think that's all of my shout-outs. That's a lot of shout-outs, ain't it? Let's see if I got any people in the chat room real quick. Uh-oh, looks like I got some people emailing me. Let's see. Oh, by the way, there is a model call. I'm noticing that people are checking out the model call again. I have a model call between 6 o'clock and 8 o'clock at via restaurant. It's it is a closed one, so you have to submit. You have to email your pictures and information to me at imtmworldwide@gmail.com, and you have to email at least 3 pictures and your contact number for me to be able to reach out to you and invite you. Because it's only a 2-hour casting, so I can't really try to have everybody come through. So I have to try to limit how many people come through that period of time. Because I am looking at starting to work with some new people. I haven't really touched Atlanta in a long time as far as that goes, so I'm trying to re-up a little bit. So that's the purpose of the casting to an extent. So we'll see how that works out. Definitely, you know, www.imtmworldwide.com. If you go there and you go under castings, you'll be able to see all the information in regards to the casting process for me. So definitely do that. Wow, look at that. Let's see. I'm going to check. Oh, yeah, I was going to check the chat room. All right, so far nobody in the chat room. I just want to try the chat room out this one time. Nobody's ever really used it before, all the other episodes. But we'll get around to that. I guess what I'll do, I have 11 minutes remaining. I'm going to take another quick break in the meantime. I'm going to play another track from Flying Without Wings. Definitely check them out, www.fw2music.com. This song is called Expedited Dash. It's probably my favorite one, actually, of a lot of theirs. So check it out. This is Chris on MTM Worldwide Radio, episode 15, Dreams Come True, this Sunday.
I know you see my hoodie, Expialidash. I know you see my shoes, Expialidash. I know you peep the brain, Expialidash. Expialidash, that means I'm also fresh. I know you see my whip, Expialidash. I know you see my fitted, Expialidash. I know you peep my tee, Expialidash. Expialidash, that means I'm also fresh. See when I'm coming through, ninjas don't got a clue. My style on another level, higher than the moon. I'm stealing all the tunes on your mummified style. You look like Dr. Robotnik, I'm supersonic now. And I live to you, running miles around your speed. If you're trying to catch me, you probably need a siege. Or falling behind as if you were special needs. And I can just imagine the help that you would need. And oh, that was so unpolitical. But please tell me, why is it critical? I'm feeling super duper on my metaphysical. But I'm all a dash when you check my physical, with no competition. I'm on a mission, they call me Eagle Eye. I got superior vision, I'm above and beyond what you usually are. So Expialidash, why the rest is just something less. I know you see my hoodie, Expialidash. I know you see my shoes, Expialidash. I know you peep the brain, Expialidash. Expialidash, that means I'm also fresh. I know you see my wizard, Expialidash. I know you see my fitted, Expialidash. I know you peep my tee, Expialidash. That means I'm also fresh.
Gee, they weren't expecting me to come out like this, bro. So it's only right I break their hearts and the mold. I'm a beast, yeah, on animal. Eating ninjas up, call me Mrs. Hannibal. The fitted is so fresh, it isn't tangible. And this is not a test, I'm on my missing mode. The kicks so fly, they are not landable. And the flow so hard, it isn't manageable. I'm on my Expialidash. I Expialidash and my Expialidash. I'm flying without wings, so I'm something unheard of. I got my own friends, I'm the one that they learn from. Ha! It's ironic what I'm throwing, bro. I feel I'm staring, what's the word that I'm feeling, though?
see my hood at? X be all the dash. I know you see my shoes. X be all the dash. I know you peep the brain. X be all the dash. X be all the dash. That means I'm also fresh. I know you see my what's up. X be all the dash. I know you see my fitted. X be all the dash. I know you peep my T. X be all the dash. X be all the dash. That means I'm also fresh. I know you see me, but nah, you cannot see me, so FBI dash, go ahead and check my fresh. I know you see me, but nah, you cannot see me, so FBI dash, go ahead and check my fresh. I know you see my hoodie, FBI dash. I know you see my shoes, FBI dash. I know you peep the brain, FBI dash. That means I'm also fresh. I know you see my what's up, XB on a dash. I know you see my fitted, XB on a dash. I know you peep my T, XB on a dash. XB on a dash, that means I'm also fresh.
Alright y'all, this is Chris INTN Worldwide Radio. That was Flying Without Wings, Expiala Desh. That means I'm also fresh. Episode 15, this is Dreams Come True Week. Coming to you live from Fort Myers, Florida currently. Right now I'm just trying to do a quick update on the, you know, the Facebook. Has anybody seen the new preview for the Social Network? Kind of disturbs me a little bit. I might have to get off of Facebook. I don't know. Looks like it'll be pretty interesting, though. It was a long time coming, the story of Facebook, or at least the proposed story of Facebook, whatever. And sin, there we go. What I'm going to do is a quick hit. I just talked about almost everybody. I'm going to go through some of the models and talent coming through for the event. Krista Elise from Miami is coming. The Collins Twins in Atlanta are coming to Dreams Come True. Jason Lee LeBron is coming from Fort Myers to Dreams Come True. Danny Monique, Devon Ray from Atlanta are going to be coming. Jerrica Lynn and Beatrice Jean from Fort Myers, Florida are coming. Juanita Michelle, who we all heard earlier, from North Carolina, Charlotte's coming. Jada Chambers from Atlanta is coming. Tia Geis from Fort Myers, Florida is coming. Galand Lentz from New York told me that she's going to be coming as well. She's my actress up there. And Kalinda Intasani from Fort Myers, Florida is going to be there as well. So you have all these, you know, young, beautiful women who are making pursuits of goals that they have. Going to be attending this event where they know that a lot of people in the industry, bits and pieces, whether it be fashion, whether it be hair and makeup, whether it be magazines, whether it be music videos, television or film or theater, a lot of those people are going to be there. People who are fashion stylists might see one of these girls and be like, hey, I have a project I've just been booked for. She'd be perfect for it. You know, networking is a lost art. Truly networking, as far as, you know, shaking hands and kissing babies is always a joke. And this is one of the reasons I wanted to do this event for a long time, is to bring all these different people together for even inside networking. Like I said, some of the guests and the sponsors are going to see each other for the first time, and they might be able to find out how they might be able to work together on a project or whatnot. It doesn't really happen a lot. Like I said, the quote-unquote networking that really goes on in certain cases, like I said, it's a matter of I just don't think you can do it, and you'd be distracted with a really, you know, hot song and everybody's dripping sweat and, you know, dancing, you know, in the streets. You know, I hate to have the Lionel Richie reference there, but or is that Dancing in the Ceiling? I don't remember. Anyway. But for this, like I said, people are going to be able to bob their head a little bit, you know, move around, you know, have a little, you know, a little bit of something to munch on, a little bit of something to cool their throats, but it's not going to be the where, you know, if I'm talking to you, and the, I'm talking to you, but your eyes are in the direction of some, you know, some hips moving around, it's going to be kind of hard to get anything done. I'm looking at this event where some people are going to get some stuff done if they really want to, because they're going to be there. You know, if you have a publisher of a magazine is there, that's the decision maker. You're after the casting director. It's not the casting assistant that's going to be there, although they might be there, but the casting director is there too. That's a decision maker. And that's a big deal to me, to where people miss sometimes opportunities where the person who can actually say yes or no is in front of you and you don't show up. That's horrible when you have the opportunity. It's different if you can't go, don't, you know, aren't able to, things of that nature. But if you can and you still don't, that's something to be said there. Actions speak louder than words. I've always said that. Let's see how long I have in my show. 3 minutes. Cool. All right, so I don't have any other callers, it looks like, so this is what I'll do. First of all, if you are online, you can check me out and all of my links if you go to www.imtmworldwide.com. My Twitter page is on there. All my MySpace pages are on there. My Facebook is on there. My YouTube page is on there. And, of course, the Blog Talk Radio site is on there, where you can catch past episodes of my radio shows and different guests that I've had on in the past. You can check out my YouTube, where I have a lot of video footage of the models and the talent and some of their projects behind the scenes, as far as definitely photo shoots and things of that nature, but then also their day-to-day. Like Beatrice Jean, you know, I have some footage of her graduating school. You know, getting her medical certification, she's doing some stuff there to where she knows she has a backdrop now, no matter what happens. And I haven't been able to upload it yet, but Jerrica Lynn just went to Miami Sunday for an interview with Slip and Slide Records to, you know, be one of their representative promotional models for events, things of that nature, concerts and whatnot. They were expecting like 30 people to show up. At least that's how many was in the email. They only had like 7 or 8 show up. And most of them probably live in Miami. She drove from Fort Myers to Miami. Even though she had to work that day too, she went there, came back. But at the end of the day, she impressed them. They wanted to talk to her the whole time. But, of course, she couldn't. But that's what you have to do sometimes. You have to make a way to get to the things that you want to do. So with all that being said, Dreams Come True, September 12th, Atlanta, Georgia, 8 p.m. to 12 a.m. at Via Restaurant. Have a lot of stuff going on. Hopefully all of y'all come. Be looking out for the next show tomorrow night, 7 p.m. Hopefully we'll have some more people. Check out the website again, www.imtmworldwide.com. And I will let y'all go out with one more song for Flying Without Wings. In the meantime, this is Chris, IMTN Worldwide Radio, signing off for now. Peace.
Attention, please. Attention, please. Now, has anybody heard of this group called Flying Without Wings? Because it doesn't make any sense to me. How can you fly without wings? That's it. Fly. Without wit, and you just can't do that. It's preposterous. It doesn't make any sense at all.
Man.
Hey, I'm the one with the megaphone.
Boombox.
Check.
Bandana.
Check.
Where my mic at? 1, 2.
Check.
Collar flipped up.
Yeah.
Up around my neck.
Yeah.
Ice on my wrist. They powder on your wet. Horse on my shirt. Crease in my pants.
Pants.
Do a little jig. Now do a little dance.
Dance.
What's on my feet? You even gotta ask.
Nah.
Baby girl, I'm chilling in my all-star. I know you see me in my
off-top.
They wanna be me in my
off-top.
I hear them hating on my
off-top.
You mad at me cause I'm a
off-top.
I know you see me in my
off-top.
They wanna be me in my
off-top.
I hear them hating on my
off-top.
You mad at me cause I'm a
off-top. Yep, it's beasty. I know you see me. I'm looking beasty. In my top tees since 1923. Yeah, you can rep that. It's kinda old school, like a tilted hat. Now I'ma turn it back. I'm stunting on your boy. See, I reverse the verse, then read a part. And all the competition, it gets destroyed. Because we making hits while y'all just making noise. I know you see me in my
off-guard.
They wanna be me in my
off-guard.
I hear them hating on my
off-guard.
You mad at me cause I'm a
off-guard.
I know you see me in my
off-guard.
They wanna be me in my
off-guard.
at me, cause I'm a
all-star.
I'm in my all-stars, I'm in my all-stars.
I know you see my shoes.
I'm in my all-stars, I'm in my all-stars.
I know you see my shoes.
I'm in my all-stars, I'm in my all-stars.
I know you see my shoes.
I'm in my all-stars, I'm in my all-stars.
Now when you get those, I rock the high top.
I rock the note joint.
It's not an all-star.
Without the 5 points.
See, mine are custom made.
That means it's like, yeah.
And if you can't afford,
just go to Nike, yeah.
Now I'ma wear Chucks.
Till I'm retired, yeah.
Flying without wings.
Who you at, Mike, yeah.
I got those royal blues.
Just call me Spike, yeah.
And got them red boys.
My feet don't fight, yeah.
I know you see me in my
all-star.
They wanna beat me in my
all-star.
I hear them hating on my
all-star.
You mad at me cause I'm a
all-star.
I know you see me in